Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 53 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
KB8SWR.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 70 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 72 degrees.
KF8BOT, please turn off your APRS. You're coming over repeaters with it. And it's no big deal. We've all done it. Thank you for your attention. W8FU.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, partly sunny, 73 degrees.
CS8 BOT monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees.
CS8 BOT monitoring.
CS8 BOT, this is N8WRO, North Macomb County.
Hey, sir. This is Eric. I'm up Holly, but I'm up in the thumb right now up here in Mayville, hitting the Quantica C repeater. Just out for a beautiful day drive.
The weather is just so nice today. I had to take a break and come out to the backyard. Name here is Tim, Tango India Mike, and I just wanted to relay some information to you. I think you had some kind of a digital tone that's been transmitted over the FBI network and the Central Michigan network on one of your radios, possibly. Copy?
One of my radios?
It did come back to your call sign. So, obviously you could have given a radio away or something like that, but I guess it might be best to check it. And I know you called out on this VHF frequency, and shortly after your first call, I did hear a data burst.
Yeah, I have no idea what would be causing that. I don't have any digital running. This radio will do APRS, but my modem's actually turned off so I can use both of the both receivers because it's an FTM XDR.
Alrighty, well, if you wouldn't mind standing by for a second, I'm going to have someone come on the frequency and maybe we can hash this out. Who knows, maybe they got the wrong call sign, but could you stand by for just a minute?
Yeah, absolutely, because if I've got some setting somewhere wrong, I definitely want to figure that out. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I know I worked for the ARPIS group in a while. We were doing Winlink, and my thing was like I did not want to send that signal over one of the repeaters, so we had to be real careful. But yeah, appreciate it. Just stand by for a second. I'll be right back. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be back.
Good copy, KF8 BOT standing by.
KF8YJR. YJR, is anyone out there getting the equipment check?
This is KF8 BOT. I've got you probably about a 4.9. It's a little bit on the staticky side. Not sure if it's QRN or, but other than that, you're coming in so loud.
I appreciate the comeback, Eric. I'm over a lot, so I'm a little ways away. Trying on a new Bluetooth headset, and I just wondered if it would.
Yeah, it's definitely got some static, but again, that could be just the distance or whatever, but you're coming through loud, though.
Okay, appreciate that. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit static coming through on your end, too, so that might just be coming through the repeater. But, I appreciate the comeback, sir. You have a good afternoon, and I'll be clear in your final. The gate right there.
Good copy. Enjoy your day. KF8, BOT.
Eric, if you're still there, NAWRO calling. Nothing heard. This is NAWRO listening.
This is KF8DOT. I'm still monitoring. I just had to shut off my radio and I did a reset on it.
Okay, copy that, Eric. This is Tim again in Richmond, NAWRO. I tried to get a hold of Sean. I think you know him. He's W8FU on the FBI network, and he might have been the one that to talk to on that. But the bottom line is if you got it resolved, I guess we're all good then, NAWRO.
Yeah, I went through my settings, and somehow at some point I had turned my PRS modem on, and with my the FCM400, it broadcasts that signal on whatever channel is on your second output, and I did not realize that that was turned on. So, yep, I've been broadcasting digital on the whatever channels I had that tuned on to at that point.
Yeah, that's what the guys are figuring down here. When that occurs, you don't even know it's happening. So, bottom line, appreciate you took care of it, and we're all good. NAWRO Richmond, after you.
Hey, I greatly appreciate it, Tim. That's probably been doing that for a few days because I was messing with my radio. I was changing all my settings around and playing with it. So, yep, call me dumb. But you have a great day and enjoy this weather, Tim. This is KF8BOT, not transmitting digitally on regular VHF and UHF channels.
Excellent. You have a good one, Eric, NAWRO.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 74 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 74 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 74 degrees.
NAWCB, NAWCB, please, why and you?
K8YNU, this is NAWCB. Well, you made it through the weekend, and glad you're out of there. Hopefully,
crews working there in Harrison on that fire there. Hopefully everything's all set. But anyway, I hope hope your day went well.
Yeah. They were just clearing one of our trucks, so I'm sure it's starting to wind down just a little bit. My day was fantastic because I got one of my older partners picked up and was like, "Hey, you want a break? I'll do 911 today." And like, "You're offer taken. Go ahead."
Hey, you can't beat that on a Sunday. Of course, that's probably the main thing. They probably thought that it wouldn't be very active. Hopefully, weren't active on calls, but sure won't turn down that gift. That's for certain. I'm glad they took 911 today for you.
Yeah, me too. And it was busy. It was very busy. So it made me very thankful for that.
Like I said, they probably thought today would be uneventful, I guess, you know, that's how it seems to work out. You never know what's going to happen, even on a holiday weekend, or, you never know. That's the fun thing about that job.
Yep, that's for sure. How was your day?
It went real well today. Good church services today. Enjoyed Pastor Jeffy and Pastor Lee today. And also had to do a quick fix of the dishwasher. We were washing dishes and the light was blinking on the front of it, and it looks like probably the float there, I forgot the right term for it, but it was kind of stuck there, so we cleaned it up a little bit, and I think that resolved the problem because it finished up well. But other than that, we're doing pretty good. It's a pretty nice day today.
Yeah, I heard it was really beautiful. I heard it was pretty warm, and didn't feel like a fall day from what several people were saying.
Yeah, it's been a nice reprieve from the, the constant heat. It seems like some of the nights, it just seems like night after night, it was, in the 70s, trying to, get the house to cool off, and, you're up in the 90s, and, it's just, like you say, it makes it hard to sleep, and it's been a nice reprieve for some of this weather. I heard next weekend is supposed to be a little cooler than normal as well.
Yeah, that'll be nice. It'll be good for you guys traveling there. It won't be too hot, so it'll be good.
Yes, exactly, especially without an air conditioner. So that'll be a good reprieve, and I think it's supposed to be even cooler up north. I think one of the days, either Friday or Saturday, I think it's barely supposed to get up near 60. So, yeah, I'll probably have to take some jackets along, just in case there's warmer clothes there.
Oh, that's right. Okay, it's that time of year. Knowing Michigan, I'm sure we're going to have another heat wave here and there, or something. But that's all right.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll warm up again. Nice thing about it too, with the days getting shorter, the daylight getting shorter, that heating doesn't have a chance to settle in as much. I'm sure we'll have some warm days in the September and October and that. So I'm sure get to enjoy a little bit more summery type weather.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So
Hey, good stuff. Good stuff. Forgot what I was going to ask you, or forgot what I was going to say. Sorry. it'll come back to you there in a minute. I'll ask you a question. Maybe it'll jar your memory. I don't know. But I'd heard something about Troy was taking on, took a contract there for Star EMS instead of Universal. Is that true?
That's the first I've heard of it, but I'm sure I'll find out through the grapevine.
Yeah, I saw something on the news, I think it was Channel 62, their news about it. They kind of talked about it. I didn't know if you'd heard anything or whether you guys had bid or not, but that's the only thing. I'll have to research a little bit more. I usually don't, I usually like to look at a couple of sources there before, so I just thought I'd ask. I've been wanting to ask the last couple of days or so, but that's all right. Got the opportunity there. Did you remember what you're going to ask?
Yeah, actually. You said Troy Fire doesn't. They're not on. They're not on the state system.
NAWCB. I think they simulcast on the state system, but they're still toning, and a lot of their traffic is still on their dispatch pages. They're still on VHF and 154.35. I think and also they dispatch for Quonset Fire. That still comes across. But at least right now, they do.
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna listen to them because I sometimes like to listen. I listen, Richard Lennox here and there. I was listening to McComb, but McComb went over to the digital side, so. I can't hear him anymore.
Yeah, I figured that was going to happen sooner or later on the comb fire. Kind of like you don't even hear Ray Fire anymore. But for some reason, Troy still comes across. How much longer, I'm not sure. They're the volunteer fire department. A lot of it is. It's possible with, the pagers, 800 megahertz pagers are quite expensive, but of course the technology too, the way things are going. So yeah, they're good to listen to. A lot of fire ground stuff. They'll have another channel they go to, probably the 800, if I'm not mistaken at this point.
KE4ZYQ.
Hey Joe, go there, sir.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ, not to interrupt your guys' queue so too long. You were talking about EMS or fire or police or whatever. There is a Macomb County frequency if you go on Broadcastified on the Internet, and if you get the app that's like a scanner app, you can download the free app and the free link to the Macomb County Police, Fire, and EMS frequency. That's Broadcastified. There you go. Check it out. And if you find it, get it. Let me know what you think. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Yeah. Don't look into that there. But I like to follow. I don't get enough of it at work. But once in a while, I like to kind of follow and know what I'm getting myself into, especially before going to work or something like that. But I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome. And I think, is this the father-son duo here? If it is, go back to it. And don't let me interrupt you long, KE4ZYQ. Have a great Labor Day.
That it is, yes. You too there, Joe. I appreciate you. Enjoy your holiday. Stay safe. And hopefully you're able to get out and visit some family or get some friends over or whatnot, but definitely not an interruption. Appreciate you jumping in there. KYMU. I'll turn it over to NAWCD.
Yeah, not a problem, Joe. Definitely good afternoon and happy Labor Day to you there. That broadcast by is definitely have that on my phone and listen to some of the county traffic out here. It's been a while for me to be honest, but I got it sometimes. Even Oakland County, since they went away from their other system they had, and they're on the state system. Some of their fire frequencies also are on there as well. And it's kind of neat to listen to some of them dreaming throughout the state. But anyway, I'll turn it over to you, Joe. NAWCD is AYU and K4ZYQ.
Yeah, KU4ZYQ. Yeah, I'm just relaxing after dinner here. And checking out the news with the sound off for now, obviously. But yeah, my dad used to be a volunteer, chief of the volunteer fire department, Mount Clements years ago when I was young, many years ago. And I got a relative who is a chief of the fire department of one of the stations, Sterling Heights. And I know some people in, services like that, police, fire, EMS. And I myself worked in healthcare, physical therapy for 40 years at least. So definitely a lot of service department people. We used to listen to a scanner when they had the digital and, crystals. We had to buy a certain crystal to get the frequencies and the Bearcat scanners and all that fun stuff. But, it's nice to know what's going on in the world if you can't get out in it due to weather or otherwise. And over to your father, I think it is, KU4ZYQ.
Those little crystal scanners there. I started out with an old Juliet police band radio back in the day and listened and mowed a lot of lawns and worked and got my first Regency police scanner there, 10-channel. UHF, VHF, listened to Detroit, a lot of the Oakland County frequencies back in the day. And like I said, used those crystals and kept a little tin box, switched them around there. It was kind of fun there. Kind of handed that over to David when I graduated up to programmable Bearcat scanner. But lots of fun in that regard. Back over to you there, Dave.
It is a lot of fun. I remember saving up for a handheld scanner from Radio Shack, and that radio lasted for a long time. It was a great radio, it was good. It was nice to listen to, and I guess I don't get enough of it at work. The adrenaline that I like, I don't know. But I'll turn it over to Joe here, K4ZYQ, from K8YNU.
Yeah, K4ZYQ, leaving a little room for any emergency traffic, if any. But yeah, I still have some of the first radios I ever bought when I was a young kid. Us electronics people that got into it at a young age, like myself, I never got rid of all those toggle switch Bearcat scanners and portable scanners and handheld ones, and the fast scanning of ones with the frequencies you can program in. But I got a lot of old things. I have my first stereo I ever bought, not to brag, but it's a desktop stereo with an 8-track player, if that tells you anything.
There you go, Joe has definitely got those 8-tracks from back in the day, and I'm sure it still works well. And that was definitely the form of listening there, 8-tracks, cassettes, and so forth. Yes, indeed. Some of the stuff is just wore out. I don't have it anymore. And those, David, you know, probably remember that Bearcat, that first 800 Beggar scanner. Still got that one going up here. Actually, I do listen to the Troy Fire and listen to Oakland County Emergency Management for their, their emergency warnings that come out. But, some of that old technology is pretty good. Lots to remember there. Over to you, David. NAWCB.
And you know, the thing is, too, is, like, they might be old, but they last, and they've lasted for a long time, and you know, I feel sometimes it lasts a lot longer than some of these new things that they're building today, but definitely good stuff. Well, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I'm here at home, so I'm going to jump off here and grab some food, relax with the family, but it was good chatting with you both. And hopefully you both have a good night. Appreciate the good conversation. Definitely enjoy the QSO there. And hopefully we'll get to talk here soon. 73s to you both. This is KEYNU.
Yep, 73 from KE4ZYQ. And don't throw away any of your vinyl records. They may be worth some money as time goes on still. 73 from KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, that's it. I still got some of them old 78s. You got to have a record player to play it on there from back in the day. Old Fat Domino and King Floyd and so forth. Anyway, well, I'm going to bow out also. 73, see you, Joe, and glad you joined in. Join in any time. Glad to talk with you. Hope you have a good Labor Day. David, tell the family... we said hi. 73 is an 88 to you as a family, and we'll talk again soon. Hope you have a good day off tomorrow. NAWCB is clear the frequency.
Charlie Delta November monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 72 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. Thank you. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 58 degrees.